Yardım mı?
Levels should be right.
Levels. Get your levels right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 37. Today is Monday, March 29th. Got it right this time. Today we talk about March Madness. Today we talk about March Madness, science, Twitter trends, hot topics, and give our New Music Friday favorites. Okay. So let's get right into... Well, I want to do some... housekeeping. We are gonna even level up even more. I noticed that you put the little picture when we pointed.
Oh yeah. We had multiple pictures, not just then. Whenever we talked about someone or something that was funny, we put a little picture here.
Yeah. So that's a level up for us. I'm gonna get a desk soon, so I will not be like looking down at my laptop. I'll be like looking straight like a normal person. And I'll have a chair.
I'm getting a new laptop, so we won't have any lag delay, and probably a new mic, which you need to get a new mic too. It doesn't have to be the $400 one, but you can like $100-$200 would be nice.
Yeah, so I still need to level up. I need a new mic. I want a boom stand because that's super legit, and I'll have a desk so I can use it. Mom's like, why don't you just record in your office at work? I'm like, yeah, because that's normal and people want to hear about my dumb opinions on things. Like, I'm supposed to be smart there. I get to be dumb here. Like, I get to have fun here. This is a creative outlet. Also, new pod attire. I'm a child. I'm a child, and my favorite movie growing up was Alice in Wonderland. So I bought it. It was 50% off, Forever 21, if you're interested. Not sponsored.
You're so hip, bro. Do you smoke?
Not a drug guy.
It's a sweet acid trip you're on right now.
If people knew me, they would be like, no. Anyway, so let's get right into, that's all the housekeeping. It was just really about myself. I don't know if you had anything.
I don't have housekeeping.
I'm really on one today. I'm hyper, not even drinking. I'm just high on life. Not high, just high on life. People are going to be like, definitely.
She's a little lion ski before this one.
No, so I'm just really on top of it today. I made the script last night, detailed, Woo! Got some good science stories. I worked out this morning, got everything done, got home in time. We're recording early for me, so this is me hype. This is what it looks like. Well, this is what it looks like. Rest in peace. So let's get right into March Madness. The madness is still upon us. I didn't write anything specifically because
I'm looking at the notes. I'm like, what are we talking about here?
No, hold on. So I have a live bracket that keeps updating, and I knew it would change from yesterday when I made it to today because games went on last night late.
Yeah.
So I wanted to update. I also posted this on our Instagram. My bracket has fallen apart now. I was in first for a long time. I'm in third place out of four now. We know Gonzaga is going to win.
The best. Okay?
So they won against Creighton. Creighton's also good. They beat Creighton 83-65. They have had no issues beating anyone.
Super team.
They're probably going to win it all.
Yeah.
But Baylor beat Villanova, so they're moving on, and everyone slept on Baylor to begin with, even though they are ranked number one.
Yeah.
They weren't playing well going into the bracket, but they're here now. The big story, Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts almost, I kind of wanted it to happen.
They were so close.
A 15 seed going this far. So they almost upset Arkansas. The score was 70-72. I heard it was a buzzer beater. I didn't actually watch that game. But Arkansas is going on to play Baylor. So that's happening tonight, late at 10.
Yeah.
Freaking West Coast people, you know what I'm saying?
We got Oregon State versus Houston at 4:15 West Coast time. So it'd be 7:15 East Coast. Arkansas Baylor at 6:57 p.m. Which is 9:57. Well, why are they 57?
That's what I'm like. It's probably just to, in case games go overtime or something like that.
That's going to be a good game, Arkansas and Baylor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really good. Gonzaga, USC. So USC upset Kansas, which was big. So USC, number 6, going to play Gonzaga. Going to get wiped out.
Probably.
But yeah. That's happening tomorrow at 7:15. Oregon State, though, is the big winner. Number 12 seed going to the, what is it, Elite Eight? Yeah, Elite Eight. what's the term for eight?
Yeah,
eight. Okay, so number 12, Oregon State, upset number 8, Loyola Chicago, 65-58. So Oregon State really playing really well. Going to play Houston, who's number 2. They smacked Syracuse, which makes me mad because Syracuse isn't actually that good, and we're just actually bad. So
yeah, it's
so it yeah. Houston beat Syracuse 62-46. So we got Houston and Oregon State tonight at 7:15, and then the last two, UCLA upset Alabama.
That was a really good game.
That's huge.
Alabama hit a game tying shot with like, I think at the buzzer. Went to overtime. Everybody thought Alabama was going to win. They had the, momentum. But UCLA came out and beat it by 10 points, so.
Yeah, that's crazy. So UCLA is playing number 1 Michigan. Probably going to get smacked by Michigan, but who knows. So we got some good games. The bracket is all over the place, really, with
who's
in it. I mean, no one would have predicted this. This is kind of crazy.
You kind of had, like, Michigan and Gonzaga, everybody predicted to make it this far. Then you have, like, UCLA, no one did. Oregon State, not a chance. Houston, you can say they were 2-seed. It makes sense. Arkansas, 3-seed. So, I mean, there's, like, three teams that didn't, you know, no one thought would really be there. But that's March Madness, so.
Yeah, the madness.
It's madness.
Okay, so that's my update on basketball.
Busy weekend in the NFL.
Yes. Lots of numbers going up and down.
Yeah, the picks 6, 5, 4.
The draft picks.
12, 3.
So this stuff's confusing. This stuff's always been confusing to me, but a lot of draft picks basically moved up and down. So the Eagles trade with the Dolphins. If you want to take it away, you know how to explain this.
So the Eagles traded with the Dolphins. The Dolphins had the 12 pick this year. The Eagles had the 6 pick. So the Dolphins traded up for the Eagles' 6 pick. They gave us a first rounder next year. I believe they gave us a third or fourth rounder this year. So we got a first, and I think, like I said, a third or a fourth this year, which is a pretty good trade to move up 6 spots. So potentially we'll have 3 first round picks next year if Wentz plays a full season or even 75% of the season, which is big. And there has been a lot of discussion with, because Russell Wilson, I don't know what his contract is like. I don't know if he's a free agent or he's
going to
be on his last year of the deal. But if Jalen Hurts isn't the guy, we're either going to draft a quarterback next year. We'll have 3 picks. And if he's not very good, we'll probably have a top 5 pick. And if he is good, we'll have all the assets around him he'll need for the next year. Because we have 11 picks this year. Next year we have we potentially have 3 first-rounders, 2 second-rounders. So, I mean, if we draft right, we'll be right back in it, but that's always been the Eagles' problem, so.
Mm-hmm. But we have, we have the picks on our side, so maybe it'll be better.
Yeah, and like I said, if we want to, we have the picks where we can trade for a quarterback as well, so.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. I mean, but they have to, it sucks because we're not going to get Chase or Pitts, which is, you know, they're like a generational type of talent. But, I mean, at 12, there still should be a really good prospect, so we move back. It's smart on paper, but we have to execute.
What's happening with Trevor Lawrence?
He's going number 1 to the Jaguars.
Do we know? Oh, the Jags. Okay.
So Jags number 1, Trevor Lawrence. Number 2, Jets. They're picking Zach Wilson. Because the Eagles tried to trade up, but I guess the Jets or whoever was number 3 denied them. San Fran moved up to number 3 from the Dolphins. So like the Dolphins traded their pick, and then the Dolphins traded to us. It was like a whole whirlwind of pick trading. So, San Fran, they said, they're like, oh, we're not picking a quarterback. Everyone knows you don't trade up to the top 3 to not pick a quarterback. So, they're either getting Mac Jones, Trey Lance, or Justin Fields. And then 4, I forget who's number 4, but they predict all 4 quarterbacks in the first 4 rounds.
I heard it's a heavy QB year again.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm really excited because Eagles have a top pick. They have a couple second rounders. So, I mean, if we do it right the next few years, we could be right back in contention. But that's a big if.
All right. That's really the only trade that I was going to talk about. I don't know if you know of any other crazy trades, but...
No, not in the NFL. I'm sure we'll see some.
It was just the 49ers helped us get here, though, right?
Well, not
really. It was an initial trade with them, and then...
Yeah.
There was, a lot of double trading happening,
Niners originally had pick 12, I believe. The Dolphins traded for that, and then the Dolphins traded to us, and then,
It's crazy how this happens.
Because the Dolphins had pick 3, they traded back with the Niners, and the Niners got pick 3, and then the Dolphins traded, and the Niners picked to us, which the Dolphins, they were smart. Now they have, 3 first-rounders this year, 2 or 3 next year, 3 the next year. They're going to be good for years to come.
Nice. I don't know who plans all that out, but props to them. It's like a whiteboard. He goes here.
It's like the Charlie meme where he's like.
Yeah. There's the bulletin board.
Yeah.
Verbal meme. Yeah. As far as. MLB hasn't started yet, but soon. I don't really have anything to say about it. NHL, not much going on, and NBA.
We don't know if it's going on in the NHL though, do we?
You would hear it though. If something big were happening, you would see it on the ESPN. We follow a lot of sports apps. We both listen to a lot of sports podcasts. No one's talking about the NHL or the MLB yet. No one.
Well, yeah, you're right. MLB starts, I believe, Wednesday, April 1st.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. And then NBA-wise, the Lakers are hurting without LeBron, basically.
Yeah, and the Brooklyn Nets got another pretty good player, which is freaking annoying.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
It's just annoying. I don't know.
Why are they doing that?
Because they...
Leave us alone.
Yeah, let the Sixers be good.
Enough's
for once.
Enough. But that's all the sports news that I had. Nothing too crazy happening besides, I would say, March Madness and the NFL trades.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get right into science.
Science.
Okay, so some of you may have seen this. It was kind of trending around because it's TikTok related. So there was a TikTok user that unknowingly held the world's most venomous octopus.
I didn't see this.
Okay, so it's a picture going around.
Picture.
And it's basically a small little octopus, and just it looks really cool. So if you know anything about evolution, science, animals, you will know that the more colorful an animal is, or a bug or anything, the probably more dangerous they are.
Yeah.
So a lot of neon bright colors, you see this in frogs, amphibians a lot too.
Spiders.
It means they're poisonous. And spiders, yeah. It means they're pretty dangerous, poisonous. That's how they defend themselves. They attract with the bright color and then they attack you. So.
Like women.
This person. But the male peacock is the one that is colorful.
That's true.
The female one is so ugly. Sucks. So this TikToker is look at this cool octopus, such a cool color. And this was in Bali. Why would you pick up anything in Bali? I don't know. If I'm in Bali, Australia, New Zealand, I'm not picking an animal or bug up.
Because
those things will kill you.
Is it octopi or octopuses?
It's octopi.
Sounds
it's
funny.
Octopi.
Yeah, I guess. But no, octopi just sounds weird. Octopi are just very weird. They're very, mysterious creatures.
Oh, yeah, they're super weird. But so the one that the TikToker picked up was called a blue-ringed octopus. And so the TikToker got lucky, obviously. Nothing happened, didn't bite them. I guess the bites are rare. Maybe it didn't feel threatened where it was.
Yeah.
But basically, if it bites you, it paralyzes you in minutes. And so the problem with that is it paralyzes your internal organs, your lungs, and then you just die within a few minutes. And there's no anti-venom right now. Nowhere where that person would have been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's crazy. Imagine finding that out afterwards. You post this video.
Yeah,
But I mean, you're I lived and now I'm famous, so.
Yeah. Worth it. Speaking of spiders, though, moving on from that story. Speaking of spiders, there's a new species of spider. Actually, this all comes full circle with the peacock thing. We didn't even plan that.
Wow.
There's a new species of spider. We can put a picture here. a peacock spider. And it's named after Finding Nemo. So when you see the picture, you'll see it's like super cute looking. But yeah, new species of spider. Can't remember where this was found. I'm pretty sure it was like Australia or New Zealand.
Is it poisonous?
I don't know if they know because it's new. but yeah, so new species of spider, always fun. Okay, and then a new study. I thought this was interesting. A new study. I have a lot of science today. I'm sorry. A new study showed that Mount Vesuvius killed the people of Pompeii. So the people of Pompeii, that's that whole story where all the people got wiped out by the volcano.
Yeah.
Basically, they recreated like the model of the distance from the... And I don't know who's getting paid to do this. Okay, who's writing a grant to be like, we'd like to know how these people... I mean, I know you need to know the history, but I'm like, this is so weird. They basically, like, calculated how long it would take the lava to flow and kill everyone from the distance of the volcano to the town. So
yeah.
It would only take 17 minutes to wipe out this whole town.
After the volcano erupted.
Yeah, so the city was 10 kilometers away. That's 6 miles. That's how fast it flowed.
I mean, that's not that far, though.
I mean, I feel like you could escape in that time, though. 6 miles worth of lava, but it killed everyone in 17 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have cars. They're freaking on a horse.
That's done. That's crazy to me.
You're done up.
But, yes, someone did a model and found that out, so I thought that was interesting. If people wanted to know how fast a volcano can wipe you out. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and the last story, and then we'll get on to the fun science fact of the day. The last story is really cool. It has to do with neuroscience, my fave. So new research reveals that certain genes become activated as soon as we die. This was not known before. So these brain cells increase their rate of growth. They term them zombie genes because scientists are immature. And so these cells actually... I'm telling you, you guys thought we were like all serious. We're not. We name stuff after ourselves. We name spiders after Finding Nemo. I mean, this is how we name things, if you're wondering. So these cells become active 24 hours after we die, which is crazy. And this is in the brain, I should note, in the brain. So most research that uses human brain tissue after death, we use postmortem samples. They're called postmortem samples. And so we use these to look at people who have Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, autism, all kinds of neurodegenerative diseases. We look at their brains to see what happened. Can we study them? No one knew that there was this huge burst in cell activity right after you die, basically. And so this is something that we now need to account for. If we're studying those samples, they didn't, you know, it wasn't throughout their life that they had, you know, all these cells active. It just happened right after death. And so that's super weird to think about, first of all, that your brain is still active 24 hours after you die. And so, you know, I think it's going to be important moving forward for future human researchers, basically, in these types of fields. So especially like the AD field, there's been a lot of studies on postmortem samples. There's tons of brain banks. So like knowing this now, it's kind of
crazy.
So your
brain is alive after you die for 24 hours.
Yeah, there's a burst of cell activity. I mean, they don't know why yet. I mean, they have a lot, you know, this is going to be really cool to research, whoever's doing these zombie genes. Like, how cool is that? That your brain is still active. Like, what? I don't even know how this is possible. There's no, like, electrical activity, or is there? Like, there's no oxygen. So I don't know how these cells
are. Yeah, are you, like, conscious? Is you're, like, just sitting here, oh, I fucking died. I'm dead.
No, I don't think it's that. Like, it's not enough brain activity for you to be awake. But, like, how are these cells living without oxygen or energy or ATP or nutrients? Like, they just, it doesn't make sense as far as, like, thinking about, like, the life cycle of a cell. But it's really cool. So this just came out, like, this week. Okay. So the fun science fact of the day. Did you know? I still need to get, that's another thing, a button. Did you know there is enough DNA in an average person's body to stretch from the sun to Pluto and back 17 times?
I knew that. Something I knew, actually.
That's insane. I don't think that, I was like, wait, is that real? I got to fact check myself.
Yeah, that's a lot of DNA.
I'm pretty sure that's true because I do research on these things.
Is the science true?
But yeah, that's crazy. That's how much DNA we're making.
We have a lot of DNA, man.
Nuts. And the fact that that doesn't get messed up more, like, our bodies are cool.
Shout out to the, well, don't shut them out. But I mean, like, with that, it's crazy that people still get away with murder and, like, crimes when there's that much DNA around.
You're just shedding DNA, basically. Yeah. Like a dog. Like,
I didn't want to shout them out. That was the wrong thing to say. But but no, it's like, it's crazy that it's, I don't know, something interesting, yeah, so to think about.
That's your fun science fact. Okay, moving on.
Hot topics. What's happening in the world?
Yeah. Okay, so did you see this story about Delta Airlines?
I did not know.
Oh, man. So boycott Delta Airlines was trending on Twitter.
Okay.
And so I was like, what the heck's going on with Delta? Everyone loves Delta. And so basically, so do you know anything about the Georgia bill that was signed, which is very restrictive of voter rights?
A little bit, yes.
I mean, I don't know, like, all the details. I just know that Georgia signed a bill, basically, that restricts voter rights. It's kind of, like, Jim Crow-esque, like, very bad.
Yeah.
And the bill will grant state officials the right to replace local officials, basically, without... they're limiting the boxes of the voting boxes. And like, they're basically boats. Limit drop boxes to the inside of early voting locations during voting hours and allow for many challenges to voter registrations and eligibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the state officials have the right to replace local officials kind of like instantly, I guess. So which not cool. Kind of,
yeah, not great.
Not cool, Georgia. And apparently Delta Airlines was like helping them with this and backing it. And an internal statement was released somehow. You know, I don't know how these emails get leaked all the time. Like, are you stupid? But anyway, you gotta be kidding me.
It doesn't make sense.
So, like, if I'm Delta, that email is not being, like, that's just not something I'm sending. I'm talking in person in a secret meeting room if I am being involved with something sketch as fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, so apparently they were in cahoots and now everyone wants to boycott Delta. I don't know. More of this story is probably developing. This was, like, yesterday it came out, so
yeah,
maybe we can follow up on that later. But yeah, so Delta, no bueno.
Canceled.
The next big story I had was the Lil Nas.
Ooh, he's making headlines in the Christian community.
The Satan shoes. Satan's back.
He's back, baby. Brand new bag.
So Lil Nas, is he Lil Nas X or just Nas X?
Lil Nas X.
Okay, I thought it was Lil. So he made new shoes. He made 666 pairs. There's real blood inside the sole.
Yeah.
And they're called Satan shoes, and it has Luke 10:18 on the, like, sole part. So I looked that up. I was like, what is Luke 10:18? And it's all about Satan falling like lightning. I don't know. But it also has the Nike swoosh on it. But Nike said that they're not affiliated with the shoe.
No, Nike was like, we are not getting involved with this bullshit.
But how can you put the Nike symbol on something? Aren't they going to get sued? Isn't he going to get sued?
I don't know, honestly. I don't understand the shoe. Like, I get the video to an extent. Like, I understand the artistic symbolism.
And like, so it's supposed to go to a video, right?
Yeah. Have you seen the video?
I have not seen the video.
Oh, that's big. He's pretty much like, I think the moral of the video is like he's obviously gay. Okay. And like,
sorry, I'm not laughing at that. Mom just sent us.
I know. They just keep texting us. Anyway. And so like in the Christian and a lot of religions, being gay is a sin, and like you're going to go to hell if you're gay. So he is portraying himself like falling from grace and going to hell, like coming out as gay. And like there's one scene where he's wearing like very flamboyant outfit and like he's being stoned to death. And then he like spirals down this like stripper pole, looks like, to hell. and then he's like stripping, and then he's like doing a lap dance to Satan. And then at the end he kills Satan and like takes his horns and puts them. And it's like he's saying, well, if I'm going to go to hell, like I'm going to go to hell. Like, you know, I'm proud of
who I am. And I'm going to rule that shit.
Yeah, like I'm proud of who I am. And it's like, it's just artistic expression. Like, and
okay, I get that.
And he's like, you guys told me I was going to hell, so now you're mad I'm in hell? I mean, and the whole video is to stir up controversy, so people talk about it. Like, that's why he did it.
Right, right.
It doesn't bother me very much because I understand the symbolism. There's been a lot of stuff like this that doesn't get this much attention. But I mean, I get why Christians would be mad. But also, I think it needs to be said that no artist is responsible for what your kids are watching. Like, if an artist wants to put out stuff, he can put out whatever he wants. Like, and he is not responsible for your kids watching it. Like, you were responsible.
Right. You have parental controls.
Yeah, you are responsible for what your kids watch. If you don't want your kids to watch, that's fine. Just make sure you block any videos like that or put up parental controls. But no artist is responsible for the viewer. Like, they're putting out what they want to put out, and it gets viewed how it gets viewed. But it's not like they're sitting there, ooh, well, 10-year-old Jimmy, he goes to Sunday school, will he like this? No, like, that's not his responsibility.
Probably not watching it. Like, Jimmy's probably not watching. And, unless someone at school shows him.
And it's like, he's not responsible. I get that why people are mad, and I also get why he's like, fam, like, get over it. Like, it's what I want to do. If you don't like it, don't follow me.
It's just a video, too. Like, so I didn't know the shoes went with the video, but I had heard something like, yeah, if you clicked on the shoe, it takes you to the video or something like that. I was like, I didn't really put two and two together.
I don't really think he's selling the shoes, to be honest. I think that was just like a ploy to go to the video.
Oh, I think he's selling the shoes.
Really?
Yes.
That is weird, though. That is kind
of
weird.
There's like, I heard like they're selling out like because of all the controversy.
I mean,
he had a price tag on it, like I think $1,500 or something.
And apparently there's like real human blood in there. Like
yeah. Is it his blood? Whose blood is it?
I don't know. Whose blood did they get?
I want to know whose blood is in the shoe. I'm so confused. I kind of want to buy the shoe. See, I want to buy the shoe now.
Yeah.
Because I want to see whose blood. I'm going to take it apart and see the dried blood. If there's no blood in that shoe,
I want to do
I'm going to expose.
I want to do some DNA samples. I wonder how much DNA is in that blood drop.
Yeah, I got a lab. Send me some shoes. That's great. That's crazy. I love it, man. I love a good controversy, and I love it when the internet gets stirred up, because it's been quiet for a little bit.
Yeah.
People haven't been doing too much this past week. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
But then Georgia passed that freaking weird law. Nas X dropped Satan shoes. I'm like,
and then a Satan video. It's been a weird week. But he got what he wanted, you know? He got what he wanted.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, don't watch it. I mean, it's at the end of the day, like, if that's not what you believe in and you think that's disrespectful, like, oh my gosh, stop texting. I won't stop.
Sorry. Yeah, you should turn your sound off. That's going to be in the recording.
I know. I got a text. Go ahead. Keep the show moving.
But okay, let's move on to music. We're probably getting towards time anyway. So we had New Music Friday. I did check out Lana Del Rey's new album. It's fire in the most relaxing way. it's a good album. And I listened to it, excuse me, while just like burping on the podcast. So late. Like.
We got texts popping up. We got burps. Unprofessional.
But it's a great album. Super chill. Speaking of that too, I don't know if you saw, I think we talked about John Mayer has a TikTok now, so he talked about his songs on there. He's been apparently releasing like 8 bars of his new songs and things.
Yeah, sounds really good.
So his album is written. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's. I think he said it's almost done, right?
It's done, and he's just been sending it to close friends. Like, it's mixed, mastered, everything. Like, it's ready to go. But he's just been sending it to friends. Well, there was another story that came out. He was posting, like, little bits of the songs. This girl, who I now follow on Instagram, super cool, Mary Spender. She's, like, out of the UK. She took all of the 8 bars, put them together.
Created the whole song.
Finished, like, the whole song. With her lyrics. Obviously, she doesn't know the lyrics, but... Like, and John Mayer reposted her YouTube video of it. Oh, shit. Like, this is amazing. And so, like, she had a good following before that, but I'm sure she's getting, like, flooded now.
So she used, like the instrumental, like, just the 8-bar of instrumental and put it all together.
I mean, she plays guitar, so she just was able to, like...
Oh, she just... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so she found it where it was on the guitar, and then she played it. She's amazing. I'm obsessed with her now. She is a great guitar player, and she is a really good singer, like very like bluesy, jazzy, like European-esque. But yeah, Mary Spender is her name. Go check her out, because I think you'll like her little clips and stuff. She like teaches music. I think she maybe was trying to make it in music. She has a Spotify, but it seems like more like she just puts out little clips and maybe teaches now. I'm not sure, but she has like 90,000 followers or whatever, so... Pretty cool. But yeah, that was kind of a tangent, back to New Music Friday. But yeah, John Mayer's album's coming out, and I'll be talking all about that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one. That song sounds really good, too.
I haven't even listened to the little snippets. The
snippets? I love the snippets, man. It gets me excited.
T-Swift had a new song come out, You All Over Me. I thought that was just bleh.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Right. I listened to, like, half of it. I'm like, hey, not my thing.
Yeah, I was like, Kid Laroi. With another good song, I'd say.
Solid, man. Kaylor Roy is very solid.
Solid hits.
For some reason, people hate on him on the internet. Like, he's, like, the new internet. Really? Yeah, because, like, people, he's like, oh, he's so average. I'm like, he's a really good artist. Like, he makes good music. Like, what do you want? I think he's
way above average. Like, his voice is really good.
Like, people just like to hate on, you know, he's a white kid from Australia. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. But we were hating last week. So, I mean, you hate on who you hate on, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta have hate to bounce out the love.
I said Gracie Abrams and Benny Blanco put out a song that I thought was really good.
Yeah, Blanco put out a whole Benny Blanco put out a whole album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song's called Unlearn. I thought it was pretty cool. My favorite song of New Music Friday was Demi Lovato's new song.
We have more devil talk. It's a Satan week, man.
Yeah.
The church is going crazy.
I started thinking about Halloween costumes. It just like snuck into my mind. I was like, what am I going to be for Halloween? I'm like, why am I thinking about that? What a great song. Ugh, her voice. And she has a YouTube documentary basically about her battle with drugs and addiction.
Didn't she just come out as being bisexual? I'm pretty sure that's like her whole rollout.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't seen it, so...
Yeah, I'm sorry if I got that wrong.
Spoiler!
She came out as bisexual or just lesbian, but I think she, she had a whole interview about how she was, like, scared to come out, and then she finally was... Yeah.
She's probably bisexual, because she was engaged to a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, not that she can't be a lesbian, but... Oh, interesting. I thought the documentary... It was probably, like, a whole thing. Like, I know the documentary is mostly about her addiction. Like, I mean, she almost died, like, 3 times.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She had a problem. So this song is all about drugs, basically, and, like, her addiction. So it's really powerful. And she's on an interview with Joe Rogan, which I want to listen to, too, about all of that. Like, her life story is crazy.
Yeah.
And AJR has a new album, which we've talked about on this podcast before. I haven't listened to it yet, so I wrote down, I'm sure it's show stopping, you know, like, it's
jazzy, but
I haven't listened.
I have another album. I gave you this artist before, 24K Golden. He put out a new album.
Yeah,
El Dorado.
Oh, he put out a whole album.
Yeah, it's really good.
I saw the new song on New Music Friday. I thought it was, like, okay, so I didn't pursue Love or Lust further.
Song? I think it's a Love or Lust song, yeah. No, the whole album's really good. Definitely worth a listen.
Oh, okay.
Like we said, Lil Nas X came out with that song. The Devil Song. if you know Rod Wave came out with an album, didn't listen to it, but I heard it's good. Brockhampton put out a new song. They haven't put out music in a while. You know who Brockhampton is?
I feel like you told me about him once.
Well, it's a group. I didn't listen to that. It's not one person.
I feel like you told me about them.
Yeah, definitely. I think I gave you Bruckhan. I don't know if I did or not. Very different, though. They're a good group. What else? Like I said, the Benny Blanco project came out. What else we got? Young Dolph and Key Glock, if you're into trap music. And that's probably all the big releases. Miguel came out with 3 songs, it looks like, but I'm just going down the list now, so.
Oh, I didn't know that. I like Miguel.
Bieber put out a deluxe album as well, if you saw that. He put out, like, 4 new songs.
More songs?
Yeah.
Are these love songs, too?
I think so, yeah. Well, that's his bag. You know, he's not going to... It works. It's like the... Imagine Dragons, like...
It's the yeah, they tried to veer off, and I was like, no, go back.
Go back to the Imagine Dragons sound. I want to be pumped up, ready to work out.
Yeah, I don't want to be scared that you're going to scream in my face.
But yeah. All
right, well, I think that's it.
That is about it. There's no... has there been any, like, announcement? Oh, Rihanna's coming out with a new song. I saw that. She's coming out with new music.
No way.
Yeah, so that's going to be very...
Our prayers.
Our prayers have been answered. The summertime, I'm expecting Drake. Who else? Kendrick, J. Cole, all the big artists.
You know who I need? I need something from Lizzo. I need it.
Yeah, I think all the big artists are going to drop in the summer because everything's going to open up. So,
I hope so because I need some Lizzo attitude for the summer.
All right. Well, that is all we have for you. We will be back next week. I think March, the championship game is going to be on Monday when we record. So, we won't know who won, but we will know who plays in the championship game. I'm predicting Gonzaga and Baylor, if that's possible. I don't know if that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's my prediction. Pretty safe bet, but that's what I got. We will see you all next week. Everyone stay safe, stay healthy, stay happy. It's been real. It's been fun. Has been real fun. Peace.
Peace. You gotta be, you gotta be, you gotta be, you gotta be.